Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away.
Welcome back. It's 38 Special, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. Got a brand new video up there, and subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the poll question. Click your answer on the poll question, and you'll see how the poll is going so far. See how your answer compares to how all the other folks who've been voting on this. And check out my blog, a lot of other things. We got a lot of stuff there. That's a very robust website, thousands and thousands of things you can watch, read, listen to. Ask questions, et cetera, et cetera. 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the sun, including the body of work that Pat Sigmund has given us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. We've enjoyed having her, and you can go back and listen to the wisdom that she's provided for us. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. We're talking about the new normal, how to deal with the new normal. Pat, you and I have been around the block a couple of times. You're a lot younger than me, but I know you've been in the marketplace a while, and it's still hard to believe that 3.5 years after 2008 that we're still talking about this new normal. You'd think, 3 years ago, when the new normal kind of was thrust upon us, neither one of us would have thought that it would take, that 3 years later we'd still be talking about it.
Yeah, and it's worse and worse.
You think it's getting, from your perspective, it's getting worse. And I think some people are seeing that. Yes. Some people, maybe not so much, but there's still something out there that's holding things down. And small business owners are having a real hard time with pricing power. And you were talking about that earlier in this segment. We were talking about some things you can do to deal with the new normal so that it doesn't hit you so bad. One thing you said was make sure you know what things cost. Make sure you know what your expenses are, so that if you do give somebody a discount, that it's a strategic move that you've made, not a desperation move, right?
Yes, and an astute buyer of service or goods is using it right now. Someone who's astute, they might not be having that problem, but they're using it, and there's not much you can do about it. Either you walk away or you find a way to make it happen, and it could be at a loss. Can't have that all the time, but if this loss will maybe give you an avenue to sell other services, other goods to these people, that won't be a loss. Or if you're making a profit from somewhere else, you might use it as a cash flow. You have to strategize, and you have to really know your bottom line on every sale. You have to know it. You have to job cost. You have to be very, very careful. I think most owners realize how careful they have to be. I see that as very normal, that people are astute about, they're not going to just go hire someone, unfortunately, and not going to waste money carelessly, and that's where this all comes from.
Well, go ahead. But
I was thinking, too, part-timers, like a lot of businesses I know use part-timers for things like, say, accounting, bookkeeping, things like that. It was common, and I'm not speaking for 100% of the people, but it was common maybe 5-6 years ago to pay people doing this part-time bookkeeping function $40-$50 an hour because you're paying them less than your accountant.
Right.
And this is what the normal was. You'd be shocked at what the normal is right now. I mean, the same person, the same CPA, the same part-timer that's out there is $25 an hour.
Right. One of the things that we've talked about on the show over the last couple of years about this kind of thing that I think is important is how you, if you're not in a bidding situation where you're not having to answer to a formal bid, you're just going after the business with a proposal, one of the things you can do is don't cut your prime rate for doing business, but rather give people more than they paid for. Because if you charged $150 before, now you charge $100, that's your new rate as far as the customer's concerned.
Yeah.
But if you kept your rate at $150 and you did 20 hours worth of work and you gave and then you decided to only charge them for 16, then you say, you know what, You're paying me $150 for an hour. I know things are tough. For right now, I'm going to give you 4 hours.
Yeah.
And now the customer feels like you've done more for them than cut the rate. And because when you cut the rate, you've made a brand decision. When you give them something, you've made a customer care decision. And
correct.
And, that's
and I what, always recommend that exact yeah. same thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
And here's how do you do it is the question.
That's right. But here's something else that I've done in the past myself, Pat. Whenever I've felt that a customer demanded that I need to give them a discount or they try to beat me down or whatever, here's what I would say. I would never give something unless I got something. And so I would say to them, okay, I will give you what you've asked for, but you have to give me a 2-year contract. And in the second year, I want this rate to go back up. See what I mean? And so if I would try to get them to give me something like a commitment. If I was going to cut my price, I didn't want to cut my price and then be fired in 30 days. Yeah. I would make them give me a commitment. And that doesn't always work, but it works often. It does work often.
Well,
what do you think?
I mean, I've been involved in consulting for almost 30 years, and I've always given the best prices for the longest contract and things mm-hmm. like that. The problem that's going on that's worse than that is your best. There's people, you know how on earth they're charging at. Maybe they're starving and out of work, but the lowest you can go isn't doing it sometimes right now.
Right.
And how bad the competition is with various things.
Right.
So, negotiate, that's great, and then someone's there for money that you can't possibly do. It's more than your cost sometimes. And, you know, someone actually did that with me.
Hold on that thought. I got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Pat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.